with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands national men's football team is gearing up for their crucial home and away matches against Guadeloupe, following their historic advancement to Group B in the CONCACAF Nations League. In a thrilling match on Tuesday evening, the Cayman Islands drew 1-1 with St. Kitts and Nevis at the Warner Park Sporting Complex in Basse-Terre. Zachary Scott's stunning strike in the 60th minute gave Cayman the lead, but an unfortunate own goal by Joshua Campbell in overtime allowed St. Kitts to equalize. Despite the draw, Cayman's previous win secured their spot in Group B, marking a significant achievement for the team. Now, the focus shifts to their upcoming encounter with Guadeloupe. CIFA's president Alfredo Whitaker tells Radio Cayman Sports that Group B is not an easy group.
Well, Group B is a tough group.
Yes.
It's not a small group. It's not an easy one. So we're going to have, I'm not sure right now how the standings are there after this round of qualifiers. But I know Cuba now is in Group B. We have St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I think we're going to have Guyana maybe there. So we have some important countries in Group B. For you to have idea, in Group A, in Group A from the Caribbean, we're going to have countries like Trinidad. We have countries like Jamaica. We have Bermuda. We have Grenada and a couple more that I'm not sure right now. And then the rest of the Caribbean would be the middle teams, I would say, or the so-called big teams would be there in that Group B. And historically, the Cayman Islands is there. So for our small little population, it's quite interesting to have the Cayman Islands in Group B. It's a big surprise for many. And for us that saw this coming and had worked so hard for it to get there, is very rewarding. I would say not satisfactory, but rewarding, because we worked for it.
Yes.
No one gave us anything.
So we have never been in Group B before?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Neither the women?
No. That go by ages. And the group U20s, the girls U20s, they had been placed in that B group, and they did well, the girls being in that B group. But the 17s, not a team from Cayman, like senior teams, have reached to that group.
And how does the group stage work? Is it that you have to win in order to advance, and if you don't win or if you come last in your group, you relegate?
Yes. If you come last in your group, you will get relegated to Group B or Group C, right? So you have A, B, C. So if you get relegated from Group A, you go to Group B. Last places from Group B go to Group C. That is how that works.
So St. Kitts didn't get to advance. They stayed in Group C.
No, St. Kitts, actually, they won the group.
Okay.
So they go to a playoff. Their playoff is against Cuba, I think.
Ooh.
St. Kitts, they have to play Cuba.
Coaches and players alike are optimistic and determined, with training sessions intensifying to prepare for the challenges ahead. The team is calling on local supporters to rally behind them as they strive to make further history in the CONCACAF Nations League. In flag football news, the Cayman Islands Lynx flag football team triumphed in the women's 8-man division and the third annual Heroes Invitational Tournament in Nassau, Bahamas. And as you've heard on Radio Cayman, on the men's side, the Cobras clinched a victory in the 5-man non-contact division. Cayman Flag Football Association President William Peguero has more details.
We went into two formats, one for the men and women. For the women, it was an 8v8 format. And the men played in a 5v5 format, and both, you know, formats competed over 2 days. One day, which was the Saturday, which we did pool play, and then Sunday we did the tournament play, playoff bracket. So basically the women dominated throughout the tournament, winning all of their games, you know, not having taken a loss in any of their games. So for them, it was more about kind of staying hot, if you will, and, you know, continuing to do the things that they were doing well throughout the entire tournament. Their test did come in the final, though, where they won 6-0 in the final. But both teams played really good defense. The women just basically found a way to capitalize on offense after securing a good turnover. And then I think it was Simone that scored, but I have to double-check that, to win the final. And, yeah, the men's side, it was a little bit more interesting from the perspective that we had lost, because I also played, we had lost the first two games in the pool play, so we came in basically at the bottom. But then on the final day during the playoff bracket, we actually managed to eliminate the first seed and then play against the second seed in the final to win the title. The men's final score for the final game was 13-12. in double overtime. That game came down to one play, one catch, and thankfully, you know, I found myself in the right place at the right time, and we won the game.
The tournament's MVPs were John Kanarowski from the Cobras and Simone Campbell from the Lynx. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.